知行英语。Listen and share.
Night shift. 夜班。After a few seconds, I started feeling this cold chill. That feeling was very uncomfortable for me. So I turned around and turned my flashlight on. But I could not see anything that was out of the ordinary. I really didn't like the feeling, so I started walking fast towards the doorway. When I was about to turn left at the end of the hallway, the chill disappeared and I stopped.I thought that it was just my mind playing tricks on me. While I was standing there in the dark, observing the hallway for a few seconds, this cold chill started coming over me again, and the hairs on the back of my neck all stood up. It was like someone was in the hallway with me, but I could not see anyone. I turned around quickly and left the building in a hurry, and jumped in the car and locked the doors.I was so scared that I was white in the face. The next night I was working was on Saturday. At about 3 a.m., I arrived at the cemetery that had freaked me out 3 days earlier. I parked outside the building that I was supposed to enter. I went out of the car and approached the door. I turned right and went down the hallway towards the office. I was so scared, but I was on a mission.Just get to the device and then get the hell out of there. I draw my car and turn around and started walking back up the hallway.
立刻感到一阵寒意，这让我很不舒服。我转身将手电筒拧亮，却没有发现任何反常的东西。我实在不喜欢这种感觉。便加快脚步向门走去。在走廊另一头，我正要左拐的时候，那阵寒意消失了。我停下脚步，我想那只是我的脑子捉弄了我自己。我站在那儿，又仔细观察了一会儿这段走廊，那股寒意又揪住了我，我脖子上的汗毛都竖了起来，感觉走廊里还有其他人，但我什么都没有看到。我赶紧转身走出那房子，跳进车里，将车门都锁上。我害怕极了，脸都发白了。我下一个晚班是在周六，我大约凌晨3点到了这个3天前把我吓坏了的公墓。我把车停在那所我得进去的房子外，我下了车向门外走去，然后右拐沿着走廊走向那间办公室。我很害怕，但我有任务在身，我得去把卡划了，然后赶紧离开这儿。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
After a few seconds, I started feeling this cold chill. That feeling was very uncomfortable for me.
立刻感到一阵寒意，这让我很不舒服。
So I turned around and turned my flashlight on. But I could not see anything that was out of the ordinary.
我转身将手电筒拧亮，却没有发现任何反常的东西。
I really didn't like the feeling, so I started walking fast towards the doorway.
我实在不喜欢这种感觉，便加快脚步向门走去。
When I was about to turn left at the end of the hallway, the chill disappeared and I stopped.
在走廊另一头，我正要左拐的时候，那阵寒意消失了，我停下脚步。
I thought that it was just my mind playing tricks on me.
我想那只是我的脑子捉弄了我自己。
While I was standing there in the dark, observing the hallway for a few seconds, this cold chill started coming over me again, and the hairs on the back of my neck all stood up.
我站在那儿，又仔细观察了一会儿这段走廊，那股寒意又揪住了我，
我脖子上的汗毛都竖了起来。 It was like someone was in the hallway with me, but I could not see anyone. 感觉走廊里还有其他人，但我什么都没有看到。 I turned around quickly and left the building in a hurry and jumped in the car and locked the doors. 我赶紧转身走出那房子，跳进车里，将车门都锁上。I was so scared that I was white in the face. 我害怕极了，脸都发白了。The next night I was working was on Saturday. 我下一个晚班是在周六。At about 3 a.m., I arrived at the cemetery that had freaked me out 3 days earlier. 我大约凌晨三点到了这个三天前把我吓坏了的公墓。I parked outside the building that I was supposed to enter.我把车停在那所我得进去的房子外。I went out of the car and approached the door. 我下了车向门外走去。I turned right and went down the hallway towards the office. 然后右拐沿着走廊走向那间办公室。I was so scared. But I was on a mission. Just get to the device and then get the hell out of there. I drove my car and turned aroundand started walking back up the hallway. 我很害怕，但我有任务在身，我得去把卡划了，然后赶紧离开这儿。讲解一下相关的语言点。Out of the ordinary， 不平常的，例外的，比如说Has anything out of the ordinary happened since I've been away? 我不在的时候有不寻常的事情发生吗？ Out of 放在词组里大部分都含有不的意思，比如原来我们曾经接触过的 out of place， 意思就是不在适当的位置，不合适。 Out of condition 意思就是健康状况不太好。 Out of fashion 指的就是不流行。 Be about to 将要正要，这个词常常用在表示将来的句子里，但是这种将来同 will 所表示的意义是不同的。 Be about to 常常是表示迫在眉睫的将来，而 will 可以是较长一段时间后的将来。比如说 I am about to leave 意思就是我马上就要走了，而 I will leave 指的则是我将来会离开这里。 Be about to 常常和 when 在一起用，表示正要，就要这时。比如说 He was about to stand up when he found his mother out of the classroom. 他正要站起来，就在这时发现妈妈站在教室外面。 Freak out 意思就是把某人吓得够呛，使某人崩溃。比如说 The big rat freaked the girl out. 那只大老鼠把这个女孩吓得半死。Be supposed to, suppose 本来的意思是猜想、假设、以为，比如说 I suppose you're right, 我想你是对的。 Be supposed 的意思是应该被期望，这个片语可以用来表示劝告、建议等等，相当于 should。 The hell, hell 本来的意思是地狱，这里 the hell 和地狱没有什么关系，它是一个表示加强语气的片语。 What the hell are you waiting for?你究竟在等什么东西啊？
现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
After a few seconds, I started feeling this cold chill. That feeling was very uncomfortable for me. So I turned around and turned my flashlight on. But I could not see anything that was out of the ordinary. I really didn't like the feeling, so I started walking fast towards the doorway.When I was about to turn left at the end of the hallway, the chill disappeared and I stopped. I thought that it was just my mind playing tricks on me. While I was standing there in the dark, observing the hallway for a few seconds, this cold chill started coming over me again, and the hairs on the back of my neck all stood up. It was like someone was in the hallway with me, but I could not see anyone.I turned around quickly and left the building in a hurry and jumped in the car and locked the doors. I was so scared that I was white in the face. The next night I was working was on Saturday. At about 3 a.m., I arrived at the cemetery that had freaked me out 3 days earlier. I parked outside the building that I was supposed to enter. I went out of the car and approached the door. I turned right and went down the hallway towards the office. I was so scared. But I was on a mission. Just get to the device and then get the hell out of there. I drove my car and turned around and started walking back up the hallway.
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一曝十寒。